Psalm 38, Preface. The best science and most useful knowledge is to know ourselves, what we are, and to know God, and what is His gracious will towards us. Know thyself. Consider the depravity and the weakness of thy nature. Thou art a frail and weak vessel, ready to halt and soon overtaken by sin. So humble thyself under the mighty hand of God, and be on the watch to guard against sin. It is a penetrating poison, a burning fire, and sooner or later will be followed by punishment. Battle against sin, yet build not on thy own strength and ability to overcome it. Cry unto that Lord of whom it is said, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increases strength. Know also the Lord thy God, who so loved the world as to give His only begotten Son for the salvation of sinners. Despair not, though thy sins as a flood threaten to overwhelm thee. Lay hold on the rock of ages by the hand of faith. Let the word of His mouth be thy staff and comfort, and girded with His righteousness, and shod with the gospel of His peace, press into the kingdom as one entitled to possess it. May the Lord, blessed forever, teach us this science and grant us this wisdom. Amen. David's humble petition for deliverance from the burden of sin. A Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presses me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head. As a heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that opens not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that hears not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, Hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slipped, they magnified themselves against me. For I am now ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Summary. This is one of David's penitential psalms, in which he makes great complaint of the torment which his sins caused him in his conscience, a torment as of sharp pointed arrows shot into his flesh. He composed this psalm at a time when he had a lively perception of his own guiltiness and of divine wrath and vindictive justice. This sorrow and terror of his heart consumed his strength, robbed him of peace, and made him go wringing his hands and groaning all the day long. These pangs were greatly increased when he saw the malicious joy of his enemies, and even his friends, shyly standing aloof from him. It is the sorrow of sorrows when sin becomes truly alive in the conscience. Yet David did not despair. He sought relief in prayer, comforting himself with God's promise to hear. When we must experience the power of sin, when our transgressions come home and our conscience is lashed by the threats and curses of the law, we must yet not despair. For as truly as we are sinners, so truly did Jesus Christ come into the world to save sinners. Prayer. Lord, Thou righteous and merciful God, punish us not in Thy hot displeasure as we so richly deserve, but be Thou gracious unto us according to Thy mercies, for we are poor and miserable. Remember not the guilt of our many sins, but remember for us the bloody merits of Thy Son Jesus Christ. Strengthen our hearts with the comfortings of Thy Spirit, and preserve us in faith and hope unto our end. Amen.